The pasuk says, "Daber Aaron v'amarte lav b'haloscha es haneros." Rashi's famous question is, what's the connection between the Indian of the menorah, which we're discussing in this week's parsha, and the Indian of the Nesiim in last week's parsha of Parshas Neso? Rashi explains that Aaron was down because all of the Nesiim were able to bring karbonos except for Shevet Levi. With the mitzvah of the menorah, Hashem was telling Aaron that he shouldn't be sad because the karbonos of the Nesiim was only a one-time occurrence, while the neros of the menorah will be a lot of times both in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban questions Rashi and says, it's very nice to comfort him with the mitzvah of the menorah, but that will only last for as long as the Beis HaMikdash is around. Ramban answers and says that from this we see a remez to the nes of Chanukah that was brought through the descendants of Aaron, the Chashmonaim, that those neros will always be lit even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Additionally, Ramban says that the Berchas Kohanim is also connected to the Parsha of the Nesiim. This is to show that Berchas Kohanim will also continue to be given even after the Beis HaMikdash is not around. So Aaron was very melancholy that he couldn't bring karbonos, but we see that even when things seem dark and upsetting, Hashem is taking care of us, and it's always for our best. Sometimes it could be even better than what we had originally expected. There's a story of Rav Zisha and his brother, the Noam Elimelech, Rav Elimelech of Lezhensk, and they were one time traveling, and as happened quite frequently in those times in Europe, they were arrested, and they were put into a jail cell. Rav Zisha got very sad, and his brother asked him, he said, why are you so sad? He said, because there's, I can't daven mincha. Why can't you daven mincha? There was a bucket in there that was used to relieve themselves, and because of that, he couldn't daven mincha, and he was very tzebrachan and very sad. And Noam Elimelech said to him, he said, just the opposite. The same way that's the ratzon of Hashem that you should daven mincha, this is his ratzon that you shouldn't be able to daven mincha in this situation. Rav Zisha got so excited that he stood up and he started dancing, and his brother joined him. They're really dancing. The guard got so fed up with this that he was upset at them that he took the bucket out. Now they were able to daven mincha. A little while later, the guard came back and said, I was told to send you home, and they were released. These situations are always happening to us where we think that Hashem is doing something to us that is not what we want and not for our good, but in actuality, it's really the opposite. Hashem is doing it's for our best. A few nights ago, I went somewhere, only to find out once I had planned, made all my plans and got everything and schlepped there, that this place that I went to was under construction and I couldn't do what I had originally planned to do there. I ended up going somewhere else, doing something, you know, different. And as I got there, I met up with someone that I had just been discussing. I needed to meet them for various reasons. The quote unquote upsetting situation of the construction brought me to a different place where I was able to take care of something very important. Hashem is always looking out for us.